This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. This is a translation of a clip that was done by a Moroccan scholar, Sheikh Bashir Isam al-Marakishi. And I'm not going to translate everything that the Sheikh mentioned in his clip, but I will mention those 10 points of advice that the Sheikh did mention. The first, the Sheikh said that now is the time to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make tawbah, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the forgiveness of our sins, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, to abandon our sins, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and have mercy on us. This is a time that we are being reminded. If we're not going to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, then the question is, when will we do that? The second point of advice that the Sheikh mentioned was that now, since many of us will be staying home, we will be having so much free time. Now is the time for dua, especially at those times when dua is most likely to be accepted between the adhan and the iqamah, before the salam, in the sujood, etc. And to increase our dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially our recitation of the Qur'an, because that's the best form of dhikr. Now is the time to memorize, to read, to revise, to do tadabbur, and to really ponder and spend a lot of time thinking about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and re-establishing our connection with the kalam of Allah. The third thing that he mentioned was that we need to re-establish in our hearts our belief in qadr, that nothing happens except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we have to be happy and satisfied with everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. The fourth thing that the Sheikh mentioned was that we have to avoid spreading misinformation, news that we haven't verified. We have to make sure that every single thing that we pass on to others is information that has been verified, it's true, it is backed up by evidence. And also, even if it is verified and true, we have to ask ourselves whether that information is, what are the pros and cons of posting that and sending it to the groups that we might be in, and social media accounts, etc. Because sometimes something might be true, but it's going to cause panic and it's going to cause distress, you know, to others. So we have to think about that as well. And that's a general principle in the Sharia regarding information that, you know, that needs to be verified and it needs to be true. And so don't be someone that is going to spread something and then later find out that it was actually harmful because it was untrue. People acted upon that and it caused them harm. And especially with this virus, it could cause people to not take, you know, the necessary precautions, and they might get sick and they could even die, and we could be responsible for that. So we have to be extra careful. Number five, the fifth point of advice that the Sheikh mentioned was that we have to leave the matters of fatawa to the scholars and the ulama, those people that have trained and dedicated their lives to firstly the study of the Sharia, and also those people that have the tools to extract the rulings from the Quran and from the Sunnah and the fatawa of the Sahaba and the books of the ulama, so that they can apply it to our current situation. So, you know, fatawa councils and, the mufti, etc., people that are qualified and that have the expertise and experience to really give us the proper interpretation of the Sharia. The sixth thing that the Sheikh mentioned is related to number five, and that is that we have to leave the medical field to the doctors, in the same way that we left the fatawa to the ulama, because they are the experts, they are the people that have dedicated their lives to the study of medicine. So, we shouldn't be giving people advice unless it's advice that has been verified by medical professionals. Yes, we've seen in the last few weeks how, doctors and pathologists and immunologists and others, there's a difference of opinion amongst them, and they don't seem to, all be on the same page about everything, but there are things that they agree on. There are things that they are advising, and with one voice. So those are the things that we really need to be paying attention to. And if it's not our field, then we'll just stay in our lane, and we will take the advice of those who are experts in the field. Number seven is that we have to avoid, the kind of destructive or, we talk about constructive criticism. Now is not the time for destructive criticism, where we look at our governments, we look at the ulama, we look at medical professionals, and we're making their lives difficult by criticizing them, by questioning them, by questioning their tactics and their strategies. They are not infallible; they make mistakes, but it's going to be absolute chaos if we are just going to question everything that they say, if we are going to disobey their directives, especially at this time where there's so much confusion and uncertainty and fear, and almost a sense of mass hysteria and panic. So we have to avoid that destructive criticism. The time will come, inshallah, in the future, where we can analyze and we can talk about the mistakes that we've made, and we can criticize our governments and our leaders, and we can, hold them accountable for what they are, for what we think they should have done. Now, I just want to add something which the Sheikh didn't mention, and that is that in the case of these decisions that governments around the world have made, wallahi, it cannot have been easy to shut down travel and schools and universities, and to ask people to stop, stop going to work. The effect on the economy, just as an example, it's not the most important thing. It could be disastrous in some countries. So yes, people will, will save people's lives, and less people will get sick, and less people will die. But at the same time, when things do settle down, who knows, where we would be, financially and economically. So that's something that we need to take into consideration too. I think that any, I know I always laugh at my students when they say that, if I was there, I would make the right decisions. And I don't think so, because we don't have the knowledge, we don't have the expertise, we don't have the experience. If you've been in government for 30 years, if you've weathered storms, wars, disasters before, you have, a certain level of expertise and experience that others just don't have. And also, we don't know all the variables. We don't know, we don't have all the data, we don't have all the information. We're reading news reports, and we must be very busy on social media. So that's something to think about as well. The next thing that the Sheikh mentioned was that now is the time to spread hope and the belief that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every bad situation that we've ever been in, in our history, there's always been an end to it. We have experienced the plague before in the Muslim world. Whether it was in the time of the Sahaba or whether it was a few centuries later during the Black Plague. The Black Plague affected North Africa, it affected Egypt, it affected many other places in the Muslim world. So, we've been here before, but as we can now look back, and through hindsight, we can see that, all of those, all of those situations, they came to an end. And we rebounded, and we got back to a level of prosperity and safety and security and contentment, and all of those all of those things. So that's something to think about. We need to be, if there's, like the Sheikh mentioned, that in China right now they are seeing a decrease in the rate of infections, a massive decrease in that. So whether so as we saw, January and February were really bad. but now in March, you know, things are starting to slow down. So, you know, those kinds of stories are uplifting, you know, stories about healthcare workers around the world, you know, sharing what they are doing, the amount of effort that they're putting in, the amount of work and the kind of sacrifices that they are making. So that's, you know, spreading hope. And so we don't live in this pessimistic and negative environment. This is not an easy situation. It's difficult, you know, for all of us in different ways. So now is the time to spread hope. And then number nine, the Sheikh mentioned that whatever decisions, you know, our governments have made, we need to follow the directives. We need to follow the regulations. We need to do what is required. Nothing more, nothing less. We don't have a, you know, an attitude of indifference, nor do we have an attitude of exaggeration. So we do what's required, and we don't do more, and we, you know, we don't do less. We also need to know, and just as a side note, the Sheikh mentioned here that we keep on saying that, you know, we South Africans, we Malaysians, you know, we Italians, whatever the nationality might be, we are strong and, you know, we are resilient, et cetera, et cetera. And even though, you know, that comes from a good place and it's a good intention, but we also have to realize that the situation, that particular statement or the way the situation in which we say that, we sort of take away from something that's more important, that we will only be able to overcome this virus and the situation that we find ourselves in by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will take every precaution, we'll follow every rule, we will work hard, we'll make sacrifices, we will do what's necessary, but ultimately everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that connects nicely to what we mentioned in point number three. The last thing that the Sheikh mentioned was that we know that there are so many people in need right now. They are the old, that need, you know, assistance. I watched a clip. This is something that I want to add. I saw a clip where this woman, you know, she's suffering from a degenerative disease in the UK, and she has a carer that takes care of her for a few hours every day. And this woman, you know, struggles. She can't speak. And the reality is that someone, if her carer gets sick, there'll be no one to take care of her. She, you know, I. There was no mention of children or husband or anyone else that could help her. So there are going to be lots of people like that in our communities, around the world. And we need to make sure that, you know, we are assisting those people and we are going there to help them and, you know, following the rules, of course, but, you know, getting them groceries and so on and so forth. Then they are the, you know, the people that will be affected financially, people that will be on unpaid leave, people that will possibly be, you know, will be jobless because of the situation. So now is the time for sadaqah. Now is the time for, you know, if it's paying out zakah, making sure that it gets distributed to the people that need it most. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the Sheikh for these advices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, each and every one of us, the ability, the tawfiq to act upon these advices, because it is a difficult time. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant shifa to those who have been affected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect those who are not infected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that we will be able to overcome this and that we will be better for it once it is over. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.